We're back here on the Radio Sports page. We're talking now to Pella Christian alumni and current member of the Northwestern Orange City College Raiders football program, Jace Amos. And Jace, you just became a national champion with Northwestern, and getting to talk to you here a little bit off the air, you were telling me about some of the just unique opportunities that you got to experience alongside going and playing and winning this national championship. And you know, a fantastic season. What was the journey like for you this year at Northwestern that it ultimately culminated in winning the national title in NAIA?
Yeah, so it was an amazing experience throughout the whole year. And kind of our focus throughout the whole year was building a team that relies on 11 players at all times. Because in the past, Northwestern's had we've had a lot of success, but when it came to, you know, the really good teams, it wasn't enough to just have like four or five good players on both sides of the ball at all times. So we focused on being a way more well-rounded team, and it looks like it paid off for us. But there was just so much camaraderie among the team and just, yeah, everything. And everybody there was friends with each other. We like often got compliments from like refs and like other teams' ball boys on our sidelines about how well we worked together, and our adjustments on the sidelines too, just everything. We just really focused on being a team that worked together instead of working for yourselves, and it looks like it paid off in the end. So
it definitely does look like it paid off. And, you know, specifically looking at that championship game experience, getting to go to Durham, North Carolina, getting to experience all the festivities leading up to that championship game, and then getting to experience the championship game from your perspective, you know, looking at even the lead up, because I know that it's cool to get to play for the championship game and stuff like that, but you got to tell me that you and your team got to do a lot of really fun things that were kind of team building ahead of this. And what was that like, just getting to spend a couple days with the team where, you know, the you're there for football, but at the same time, you're getting to do those fun things, you know, in an experience that not a lot of people get to have that are in your shoes.
Right. Yeah, it was definitely a great experience. We got up there Tuesday night, I believe. And I mean, Wednesday through Friday, we were just jam packed of activities, practice, eating together with the team and everything. And I mean, I definitely know that I would not trade that for the world, looking back on it. Just all of the time that we got to spend together as teammates, touring the Duke basketball stadium and touring their athletic facilities was awesome as well. Getting to visit the Durham Bulls minor league team in Durham as well, that was another amazing experience. And then even doing a service project with my team was also amazing. It was just building those friends and relationships that are going to last a lifetime.
Absolutely, that's very cool to hear. Kind of looking at, you know, the change here, if you will, because it's been a couple years here since you've been out, you know, so I don't know how well you'll remember it, but, you know, getting to see the level of football you've seen here with playing against the top teams in NAIA versus what you saw at Pella Christian for football, what are some of the differences you've seen between the two levels and, you know, similarities that you feel well prepared from your time with the Eagles to where you are now, and again, some of those differences?
Yeah, so some of the similarities is Dort, for sure, having some Pella Christian people that I've played with in the past. It's always great playing up against them. That's one of the big things. But also there's other teams that we played back in high school. Parker Fryer, for example, from the Meter. He's on our team now, and we play with him, with each other. And but man, I just gotta say, the NAIA, just the speed of football, it's a whole different level once you get there. I mean, high school football was a great experience and I learned so much from it, but I don't know if nothing can ever truly prepare you for college ball like that. And I know Coach Kack did a great job doing everything in his power, and the whole Eagles coaching staff, I mean, they made me into the football player that I am today, and I'm always going to be grateful for them for that, working with me. Coach Scholl, I also want to give him a shout out too, the old weight coach at Pella Christian. I did a lot of training and work with him, and that definitely prepared me for this as well. But yeah, when you're going up against guys that are 280 to 320 pounds and can still move and are over 6 foot, I mean, there's only so much you can do to get prepared for that. And that's just kind of what the NAIA brings to the table. It's just a diverse set of football players with a lot of different skills that maybe you haven't seen before. So I'd say the biggest thing that high school prepared me for is to play against players that I'm not comfortable playing against, that I haven't played against before and don't have experience with, and learning to adapt to that as the game goes on. I would say that's definitely the biggest takeaway.
For sure, definitely different games, and the speed of the game, like you mentioned, could be very, very different. And one final question here, Jace. You're an actuarial science and business administration major as a junior here, and one potentially 1.5, 2 years left here at Northwestern. And with that actuarial science and business administration degree that you're looking to get, what's kind of the goal for you beyond Northwestern, and what you're hoping to achieve beyond the college ranks?
Yeah, so as of right now, I'm just kind of using my internships as experience in the working field, kind of trying to decide what I want to do with my career. I mean, I know I've always liked math and wanted to pursue a job somewhere in the field of math, and probability just really stuck out to me. So I decided to pursue that degree further. But I mean, football and everything in my life has always made me a huge competitor. So I really want to be in a competitive market working for an aggressive firm in market shares. So yeah, I'm looking for the right company for that. So that's my plan after. I'm just trying to find an aggressive company that I can work with to help them achieve their goals.
Absolutely. It sounds like an awesome goal to achieve, Jace. We're looking forward to seeing how next year goes for you. Looking forward to getting to see how the Raiders perform next season, if they can repeat. And best of luck with the potential last year, maybe 2 years left at Northwestern. And looking forward to the next time we can have a conversation.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Jace Amos, former Pella Christian football player and current Northwestern Raider football champion at the NAIA level, here on the Radio Sports page.